Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to try to go deep on something pretty heavy.
Yeah.
We're looking at the effects of the staff cuts in the World Trade Center health program.
Right.
And, you know, obviously, these are just numbers, but they represent people.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get into how this is affecting those who are relying on this program.
You know, we've got a whole stack of sources here.
Yeah.
News articles, official statements, people's stories, and it is concerning, to say the least.
Yeah, so the Trump administration has cut the WTC health program staff by 20%.
Wow.
And this is a combination of layoffs and buyouts.
Right.
So 16 probationary staff have been terminated.
16.
And they've encouraged others to take buyouts.
So for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with the term probationary staff, that essentially means they're in a trial period.
Yeah.
Before their employment is considered permanent.
Right.
So they're much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
To this kind of cut.
Absolutely. And this isn't just about, you know, the number of people losing their jobs.
Right.
This affects every single part of the program.
Yeah, it really does.
From medical benefits.
Right.
To enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
To research.
Really impacting every level.
Yeah.
Of the program.
And I think one of the most concerning aspects of this is the potential delays in care.
Yeah.
We're talking about 137,000 9/11 responders and survivors in all 50 states.
A lot of people.
Who rely on this program.
And then
now they're being told.
They're going to have to wait longer.
That they might have to wait longer for care.
For essential care.
Yeah. And we have a quote here from Mariama James.
Okay.
She's a 9/11 survivor.
All right.
And she says.
Yeah.
The dismissal of at least 20% of the health program staff poses a serious risk to survivor and first responder patients, particularly those who are most vulnerable.
Right. And think about
those with chronic conditions.
Yeah.
And complex needs.
Yeah.
You know, delays could make things so much worse.
Oh, for sure.
For them.
That's not
their health.
Yeah.
And their quality of life.
Yeah. And let's not forget the emotional toll.
Right.
You know, it's got to be so disheartening.
Yeah.
For these people to see a program
that was designed to help them.
Exactly.
Being dismantled.
Like this.
And one of our sources talks about Anthony Gardner.
Okay.
Who was fired despite good performance reviews.
Oh, wow.
And his brother died on 9/11.
Oh, my gosh.
So working for the program was deeply personal.
Right.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a way for him to honor his brother.
Yeah.
And help other people.
Makes sense.
Who are also affected.
Yeah.
And I mean,
his story really shows the human cost of these cuts.
It's not just about policy.
It's about people.
Right.
Real people who are still dealing with the effects of that day.
Devastating.
Yeah.
And, you know, to add insult to injury, research is also being impacted. These research grants that are so important for understanding and treating these new 9/11 related illnesses.
Mm.
They're being terminated.
Terminated.
There's this one example that's particularly striking.
Okay.
A grant to the FDNY.
Right.
That was comparing the rate of disease.
Okay.
In their firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
To other fire departments.
Right.
The goal was to link certain conditions.
Yeah.
To 9/11 exposure.
And to potentially expand the program's coverage.
But they deemed this non-essential.
Non-essential.
And canceled it.
I mean, how can research like that be considered non-essential?
I know, it's hard to fathom.
Like, how
is that not essential?
What were their arguments for cutting that grant?
Well, unfortunately, the sources didn't really outline specific justifications.
Okay.
But it's pretty clear these decisions are based on reducing government spending.
Right.
And sadly, some people see the World Trade Center health program as an easy target.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
It is.
You know, these are people who risked their lives for us.
Right.
And now they're being treated like budget line items.
I know. And officials and advocates are outraged.
Oh, absolutely.
Schumer and Gillibrand called the cuts insulting and un-American.
A betrayal of our heroes.
Exactly. And they're not alone.
No.
The New York Attorney General, Letitia James.
Yeah.
She condemned the cuts.
Right.
Demanded the reinstatement of the fired employees.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman Andrew Garbarino has been talking to the White House, emphasizing how critical this program is.
It seems like everyone recognizes how harmful these cuts are.
It really does.
It's not just about the immediate impact on care and research.
Right.
It's about the long-term consequences.
The well-being of these people.
Yeah, for their health and well-being.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking when you think about how these cuts might affect so many people.
Yeah.
One of the sources mentioned that there are like over 132,000 people
enrolled
in the World Trade Center health program.
That's a lot.
And they expect that number to grow.
Right.
As more and more people develop these 9/11 related illnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, the effects of 9/11 are still unfolding.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more responders and survivors being diagnosed with things linked to their exposure at ground zero.
Absolutely. And the program was really starting to get into some important research.
I know.
One article talked about a study
on
the effects of environmental toxins on survivors.
Right.
Who were children during the attacks.
Oh, wow.
Cutting the funding now could set us back years.
Years.
In understanding the long-term impacts.
Right.
On this really vulnerable population.
It's not just children, though.
Yeah, right.
There are a number of other conditions.
Yeah, like what?
Like rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, wow.
Lupus and other autoimmune diseases
that
researchers are looking into
to
possibly include.
In the program?
Yeah, there's growing evidence.
That they're connected.
Exactly.
To 9/11 exposure.
But with these cuts, who knows if they'll be able to continue those studies.
So people who are suffering right now, who may have a legitimate 9/11 related illness.
They might not be able to get the care.
Might not be able to get the care they need.
Because the research to prove it was cut off.
It's terrifying. It is.
Really scary.
And it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, this just points to this larger problem. The politicization of healthcare.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, these cuts aren't happening out of nowhere.
Right.
They're part of this bigger trend.
Of cutting government spending?
Exactly. And the World Trade Center health program.
Is an easy target.
For some people, yeah.
I mean, Schumer called it un-American.
Yeah.
And I have to agree.
It really is.
It just feels like a betrayal.
It does.
You know, of our values.
Of everything we claim to stand for.
Like compassion and empathy.
Right.
Our sense of duty.
To those who served us.
Right.
In our time of need.
It's a scary thought.
It is.
You know, what does it say about us?
Right.
If we're willing to turn our backs.
On the people who sacrificed so much for us. It makes you think about the bigger picture.
For sure.
What happens
when
we put saving money
ahead
of the health and well-being of our people.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And this isn't just about money. Right. This is about the health of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Many of whom are still struggling with what happened on 9/11.
And reading these stories, especially Anthony Gardner's, it's so clear that working for the WTC health program.
It was more than just a job.
Yeah, it was personal.
Right.
It was a way to make a difference.
To honor the people who were lost.
And you can really see their dedication.
Absolutely.
And compassion.
Yeah.
In their stories.
Their compassion shines through.
It's what makes the impact of these cuts even more heartbreaking.
Yeah, it makes the whole thing so much worse.
And it makes all the political talk
around
these cuts so jarring.
Yeah.
To hear these officials talk about streamlining and efficiency.
Right.
When real people are losing their jobs.
And their health.
Yeah. And their access to health care.
It's so disheartening.
It really highlights
the
disconnect between the people making these decisions.
And the people actually affected by them.
So where do we go from here?
Right. What can we do?
How do we counter this?
How do we make sure that the people who need help
are
getting it?
What can our listeners do
to
make a difference in this fight?
Well, first of all, I think we need to speak up.
Okay.
We need to make our voices heard. Contact your representatives.
All right.
Let them know that you're paying attention to this.
Yeah.
That you're not okay with these cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that you expect them to fight for these people.
There's power in numbers.
Right.
If enough people speak out, they'll have to listen.
Exactly. And we can also support the organizations that are doing the work.
Like
9/11 Health Watch.
Oh.
They're doing amazing work.
What do they do?
They're advocating for funding.
Right.
Research and care for the 9/11 community.
So donating, volunteering.
Spreading the word.
Yeah, getting the word out.
It all makes a difference.
It's not just about money or time, though.
Yeah.
It's about staying informed.
Yeah.
Staying engaged.
Keeping the conversation going.
And not letting this fade away.
We can't let this issue be forgotten.
Right. We need to keep the pressure on.
And hold our leaders accountable.
9/11 changed our country forever.
And we can't just forget about the people who sacrificed so much.
We can't.
We owe it to them.
And to ourselves.
Yeah.
To fight for them.
To fight for their care.
And their support.
Exactly.
I mean, it really feels like we're at a crossroads here.
Yeah.
We can either let these cuts happen.
Right.
And accept, you know, the consequences.
There are terrible consequences.
For these 9/11 responders and survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can push back.
We can fight.
We can demand better.
Yeah.
For these people who gave so much.
Absolutely. This is the moment where we decide
Yeah.
What kind of country we are.
What kind of people we are.
Right. Do we keep our promises?
To the people who serve us.
Yeah, even when it's hard.
Even when it costs money.
Or do we just turn away?
When things get tough.
It's a big question.
It is a really big question. And it leads us to the next step.
Okay.
What can we do?
Yeah.
What can our listeners do?
What can we all do?
To actually make a difference.
To help.
In this fight.
Well, I think the first thing is
yeah.
we need to make our voices heard.
Okay.
Talk to your elected officials.
Okay.
Tell them you're watching this.
Yeah.
That you're angry about these cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that you want them to fight for these people.
Right.
For the 9/11 responders and survivors.
Because there is strength in numbers.
Absolutely.
If enough people speak up.
They have to listen.
They'll have to pay attention.
Exactly. And you can also support organizations
hey.
That are already on the front lines
yeah.
fighting this battle, groups like 9/11 Health Watch.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're doing such important work.
What kind of work?
They're advocating for funding, for research, and for care.
Yeah.
For the whole 9/11 community.
So donating our money.
Volunteering our time.
Getting the word out.
All of it helps.
Right. And it's not just about the money or the time.
No, it's bigger than that.
It's about staying informed.
Yes.
And staying engaged.
Keeping this issue alive.
Keeping the conversation going.
Not letting people forget about it.
We can't let this just fade away.
We have to keep the pressure on.
Yeah, hold our leaders accountable.
They need to answer for this.
I mean, 9/11 changed everything.
It changed our country.
And we can't let those who sacrificed so much
be forgotten
or neglected.
We owe it to them.
We really do.
And we owe it to ourselves.
Yeah. To do better.
To be better.
This has been a tough conversation.
It has.
But it's been so important.
It's been necessary.
Thank you for listening today.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope this helped you understand
the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah. And that it's inspired you
to take action.
To do something.
To help.
We cannot let these people down.
We can't.